Stephanie Plum, Gruber said, full of joy and faux surprise. What a treat! I leaned two hands on the roof and looked through the open window at him. Lenny, I'm going to my parents' house for dinner. You wouldn't snatch my car while I was at my parents' house, would you? I mean, that would be really low, Lenny. I'm a pretty low guy, Steph. That's why I've got this neat job. I'm capable of most anything. The light changed, and the driver behind Gruber leaned on his horn. Maybe we can make a deal, I said to Gruber. Does this deal involve you getting naked? I had a vision of grabbing his nose and twisting it Three Stooges style until he squealed like a pig. Problem was, it had involved touching him. Better to go with a more restrained approach. Let me keep the car tonight, and I'll drive it to the lot first thing tomorrow morning. No way, Gruber said. You're damn sneaky. I've been chasing after this car for 5 days. So? One more won't matter. I'd expect you to be grateful, you know what I mean? I almost gagged. Forget it. Take the car. In fact, you could take it right now. I'll walk to my parents. Gruber's eyes were locked halfway down my chest. I'm a 36B, respectable but far from overwhelming on my 5'7" frame. I was wearing black spandex shorts and an oversized hockey jersey. Not what you would call a seductive outfit, but Lenny was ogling anyway. His smile widened enough to show he was missing a molar. I guess I could wait for tomorrow. After all, we did go to high school together. Uh-huh. It was the best I could do. 5 minutes later, I turned off Hamilton onto Roosevelt. 2 blocks to my parents' house, and I could feel familial obligation sucking at me, pulling me into the heart of the burg. This was a community of extended families. There was safety here, along with love, and stability, and the comfort of ritual. The clock on the dash told me I was 7 minutes late, and the urge to scream told me I was home. I parked at the curb and looked at the narrow 2-story duplex, with its jalousied front porch and aluminum awnings. The Plum half was yellow, just as it had been for 40 years, with a brown shingle roof. Snowball bushes flanked either side of the cement stoop, and red geraniums had been evenly spaced the length of the porch. It was basically a flat. Living room in front, dining room in the middle, kitchen at the rear. 3 bedrooms and bath upstairs. It was a small, tidy house crammed with kitchen smells and too much furniture, comfortable with its lot in life.